Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
There you go. When I came home from Australia, I took a role at a consultancy and my head did 360 degrees 100 times within about 3 months. I was like, this is awful. This is not what it's about. Like, this is, I was the complete antithesis, everything that I believed in. Like, it was just not the right space for me, the right place either. And I said, do you know what we really need to do is get stuck more into the education side of things and give affordable, flexible spaces to learn that really help push the craft. And that's when, myself and Mark Stickthorne, who's Adam's collaborator, so I know Adam through Mark, we started to collaborate together. And that's where This Is Doing came out of during the pandemic. And it was a great experience and it was a great experiment. But I guess over the last couple of years, we've all worked independently. This Is Doing is still going. Mark, Adam, and Marcus run that. I'm no longer involved in This Is Doing, but the education space became really, really interesting to me from a service design perspective. But I felt that if we were, like, I trained thousands of people in the last couple of years, and I started to question the effectiveness of people going back into their organization. I'm giving you a really long answer here. Where is this coming from? I don't know. But basically, I question the effectiveness of training when they go back into the organizations and the organizations suppress any of these new radical ideas to do things differently. And that's where I started to really scratch the itch of the Makers and Doers School that I launched. I've been working on it for about 9 months. And I'm holding it up here. Like, this is like a little booklet that I give to all the kids. We ran a prototype of a summer camp. We'll do it this way, it's a bit better. So, like, become a scientist and all the different mindsets that you need to do during the become a detective. And it was amazing. I'd never taught 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds 4, 5 days in a row. And I've never been as tired as I was on that Friday. I remember just kind of like getting into my car and just shriveling down behind the steering wheel and kind of rocking back and forth. But it was amazing, amazing. Like, they made such a leap from Monday to Friday. They were questioning things, they were doing things differently, they were asking questions. And some of that was just due to the fact that they got to know me a bit better, but it was a really interesting experience and it's definitely something I want to do more of. It's just trying to find the right business model to make it sustainable.
What is it that got you into kids, basically?
I have kids. That's what got me into kids. There's no other way of saying it. Like, they say, I remember when I was working in government in Australia, Jerry Gaffney, he's this incredible user experience designer. He calls me my childhood nickname, Scully. He was like, Scully, you're ruined now. You're going to have kids. You're not going to be able to take on the type of work you've been taking. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Would you go away from me? This is why we'd speak to each other, because he's Irish and I'm Irish. And he was right. Like, no one told me when you had kids, your brain gets rewired. And you have this whole kind of, it was literally like I was waking her up and I was a different person, little by little every day. And we've 2 kids, Freya and Sam. Freya is 6 and a half and Sam is 4. And just watching them develop and then realizing, like, there's not enough stimulus happening in education. And there's an awful lot of talk about it, but not an awful lot of doing. And, like, that's no discredit to the teachers out there. The teachers in Ireland in particular are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. But there's a huge gap there between reality. It could be extracurricular stuff. That's the way I p position it at the moment. But I'm really interested in the designing for home experience. That's the bit that I feel providing the material, and I mean that in educational material and physical material, to play in a relatively unstructured slash structured way through guidance is the area that I'm probably going to be taking that business, because it allows it to scale, it allows it to become more community led, and it's relatively flexible. But I really want to give that kind of fodder, FODDER, fodder to the children and the parents and the schools ultimately as well to try and push it forward. And I'm not working on it on my own. There's two other people, Mairead and Alexa, who, that's another story for you, by the way. They've helped me with the workshop that we did at the summer camp, or summer course, as we should probably be calling it, because it's not really like a summer camp. But they're amazing. Like, they're much more on the art side of things, and I'm coming at it from a design perspective.
Yeah, there's lots here. I mean, that's a topic on its own, actually. When you go back to the whole education system everywhere, it's like even it's been the same for ages with a bit of nuances, maybe. And we don't hear a lot like people talking about this. The only thing that you hear, or at least that I've heard about a lot, is like they don't teach you business at school, but there is much more to it. It's not just a business, like it's what you're saying, like questioning things and asking the right questions. This is essential. And if kids can start doing that early on, then their life will be different. So
absolutely. I mean, well, business has got us into the position where we're at now at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, like the business success is usually profit, selling, you know, needs, that whole kind of mindset needs to be questioned. There's nothing wrong with business, by the way, and there's nothing wrong with profit. And I know my
nothing wrong. Stay, but I think here. That's important, actually. It's, we need this because
absolutely
we get taught, how to be like, how to obey somehow, like how to be good at what you do, but not how to get things done and not be shy just to get out or afraid to get out and do things. And that's what's missing.
You mean get out like and clear your head and walk and do things?
No, like
when you say get out.
Get out means like talk to people, try, like interact.
Oh, yeah.
Learn,
exactly.
Explore.
Exactly. Like,
try, test. Yeah.
This whole be curious. Like, you know, that's what everyone says. Like, oh, I look for curiosity. And, you know, you see it in the job descriptions. Be curious. I'm like, yeah, that's great. Like, you know, and I guarantee you, if you had 1,000 people interviewing here at the moment, none of them would say, do you know what? I'm not curious. I'm not curious. Like, no, I'm not curious. I just want to be told what to do. Human nature, I would argue that most people are curious. They want to do things better. They want to do these things and question. But what tends to happen is the lack of leadership who are just in line with business and making profit, and they don't question the other stuff. So the humanities, this whole angle and argument for why we do what we do and how we do what we do needs to be really brought up. And it's funny, like I did this really, this experiment. And the night before, I was like on the Tuesday night, I said, I'm going to do something with these kids. On Wednesday, I'm gonna give them a physical way of exploring experimentation. And there was a gym next to the space where we did it. And I was like, said, how am I gonna do it? Like, how can I walk them through this process? So we took them down to the gym and I lined them all up against the wall. And I said, okay, it was a basketball court. There was a circle in the middle. And I said, okay, what we're gonna do is we have to roll the ball and it has to land. It has to stop in the circle. And they're all like 6, 7, 8 years old. There's like 25 of them. So the first person come up and they rolled it and the ball went beyond. It's very hard to have it slow down at that point. Well, the next bunch of people came and they rolled it really slowly and wasn't fast enough to get to the middle. And I was like, okay, everyone stop. What's happening here? And they go, we can't get it to stop where we want it to stop. And there was one child, Ollie is his name, he's 8 and he was so cool, and he was, you know, he's a super smart, really bright child, and he got up and he was a bit taller than the others, and I said, what are you doing with the ball? He was going to bounce it, and I go, why are you going to bounce it? And he was like, because it's going to reduce its friction. I said to myself, I'm like, bloody hell, I said, you're so smart. So he bounced it and it just missed it. Like it slowed down. He says, it'll slow down with the bounces. And I'm like, ah, very clever. So no one got it in the first round. And I said, okay, so after the first round, I said, tell me what you're all learning. And I said, well, we know that rolling isn't going to really work. But what Ollie did was interesting. This is what they're all saying to me. So we think that they're kids, like the kids won't get it. So I was like, okay, the next time they all started to bounce it and 5 of them got it the second time. So the next time the third chance came around, 10 of them got it. And I was like, what are you learning? And this is, we're learning from each other. And I'm like, right, exercise done, folks. I'm going to charge your parents an extra €1,000 for this week because that lesson in, on its own, we could give it to, you know, organizations. And it was a really small exercise. Some of the kids really got it. They really like connected with it. They're like, You could see the light bulbs going off and lighting up. And, you know, they were kind of like, yeah, that is true. Like, you know, other kids just weren't really that. They were like, give me the ball. I want to kick it. You know what I mean? I'm not that naive, but it was an amazing thing for me to see. I'm going to have another coffee here. Don't mind me.
Yeah, sure.
So that's kind of like in a nutshell what the Makers and Doers is about. It's really fascinating. I just need to figure out the business model so I don't go broke doing it. You know what I mean? I get no government assistance or nothing like that. I lost several thousand on that week alone just from the prototype. So I've only got a couple of more stabs before I try and figure out the business model.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Jerry Scully. Thanks for listening and watch out for the next one.